itinerant little virus from the sinus of a Shriner that got picked up off the podium and coughed across the diner. Tumbled past the patty melts and pie and kosher dills and got sucked up by the fan that exhausts above the grill. And that's how, that's exactly how I caught my cold. It wasn't fate or the fact that I got to wear my hat, I caught my cold. Well, I met up with some mildew and some lingering acidophilus and the greasy, hazy mayonnaise that descends on the metropolis. It bumped into some bacterium with their cilia all in jerky, and they caught the 315 bus to Albuquerque. And that's how, that's exactly how I caught my cold. It wasn't fate or the fact that my feet got wet, I caught my cold. Well, I could go to the doctor, get a shot in the cheek.
He said, if you don't feel better in 14 days, well, this could last 2 weeks.
So get that 12-hour behind-the-counter cold remedy recommended by the folks who bring you methamphetamines.
Well, this could last 2 weeks.
So get that 12-hour behind-the-counter cold remedy recommended by the folks who bring you methamphetamines. From a doorknob to a forehead, to a polytechnic school, to a bowling ball, remote control and rented power tool, to the dollar in my change when I bought my chicken wings. When I touched my nose, that virus chose that moment to unpack its things. That's how, that's exactly how I got my cold. In fact, or the fate, I stayed out too late, I caught my cold. It was a moment I said, man,